So, Connor Daly, congratulations. First day of official practice for the Star Mazda Championship race at Autobahn this weekend. And as you were yesterday, you're the quickest guy today. So, how did it go? I was interested to note that yesterday there was only one guy in the 11s, and today you were the only guy in the 11s. Did you just catch a flyer or what?
We conserved some tires and saved a set for today, which we didn't actually have to end up using because it started raining about 5 minutes into the second session. But this morning we just fine-tuned the car a bit, renew air on older tires the day before, and we're still able to run a time that was P2 in the final session on Thursday. And so we were really confident heading into a new tire run, and it was almost catastrophic this morning. Just went out there and had just a lot of traffic for my first four laps, and luckily I was the last to get the checkered flag, and I was able to get a moderately clear lap right at the end to finish the session. So was really happy with the car. Still looking for a few more small changes. In the second section, we're going to try to make some more improvements, but everyone was only able to get a few laps before the rain started coming down.
All right. Yeah, that certainly plays havoc with that track there. What have the conditions been like, generally speaking, over the last 2 days? Going to be a good race weekend?
Well, it's been interesting. Thursday was really, really hot and humid. This morning when we woke up, it was a little cooler, like about 20 degrees cooler, like almost perfect temperature. And then it started to warm up as the day went on, and then it started to rain for the second session. So it's been a bit up and down. The full spectrum of the weather has been here. So I think though tomorrow and Sunday should be fine. I didn't hear of any rain in the forecast, so I'm looking forward to some dry races, but if it rains, I love the rain as well, so bring it on.
Excellent. And your teammate, Tatiana's suddenly leaped up the charts and doing quite well. That's interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, the whole team is just working really hard. I mean, we had four cars in the top eight, I think, in the first session this morning, so I mean, it's all a team effort. You know, we all learn from each other, and she's faster than me in a few areas, and I'm faster than her in others, and we're all she's just getting better. I mean, she's getting more experience and she's to the track, and I think she'll be a threat for the top five in qualifying tomorrow. She's really strong, and I think she'll surprise people come tomorrow and Sunday.
Excellent. You know, I was looking at last year's race where Peter Dempsey won both of them, obviously, and he set the track record, which was about 2:10.5 in the final qualifying session on Saturday after Saturday's race, which would be the qualifying for Sunday's race. So apparently the track temperature conditions make a really big difference out there. Has that been your experience, that it's much better in the mornings than the afternoons?
Oh, I'm not sure, because unfortunately we haven't really got to run through a lot of qualifying simulations yet. We've only done one really good run on new tires so far this weekend, and that was in the morning, obviously good conditions. We only got one clear lap, so it's hard to say. I think whenever it's cooler and whenever it's more towards the morning time, any time when it's cooler is better. I think come tomorrow morning, I think we'll have a good shot at the record. Maybe if not tomorrow, because maybe the rain might have washed some of the rubber away. But if not tomorrow, then definitely Sunday morning, I think we'll be going for the record.
So you think you got another half a second or better in that car in the right conditions?
You have to wait and see.
Excellent, Connor. Congratulations. Good luck in qualifying in the race. I'm sure we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.